Well, it was a good basketball game. We had some people do some things, and they had people doing things, and you got to give them credit, because I think, you know, we created the type of game we wanted to create in a lot of ways, but I thought, you know, they were still effective late in a couple ways to kind of get the separation. But I'm real proud of my club. I mean, we did a lot of things well in this basketball game, just not quite enough. And that's the type of team that Phoenix has. You have to hit the mark in a lot of ways to beat them. And we got close. We didn't get it done. But give Phoenix credit. I thought they're, you know, we put them in a situation where we got them behind, and they played big in that situation. And that's what good teams do. So I give them a lot of credit.
In the fourth quarter, you had a couple of shots, you got a lead, and then you get to 72-72 and you on there, big run.
Yeah.
You had run out of gas. What happened in that fourth quarter?
Well, I don't know if we ran out of gas as much as, you know, I thought a couple things happened to hurt us. I thought, you know, they got some separation on some things. Pondexter got loose on the one, hit a big three. Taurasi got some space that we'd taken up a little bit. Those two, especially those threes, kind of changed the momentum. Then I thought the glass hurt us. I thought their ability to get on the glass offensively, we can't overcome that on top of the other stuff, especially in that type of game. I thought they got on the offensive glass, and I thought subtly that was a real factor to us. Instead of us playing out of possession back, they got the ball back again. Very dangerous in that situation. But that was the thing that I kept looking at. Gosh, we can't give up second opportunities to this team. It's hard enough guarding them in the first go-round. Yeah.
Coaches, do you look forward to the next season? Is there anything on your wish list?
Oh, yeah, I think every year. But to be honest with you, I'm still kind of in this year. You might give me a couple days to transition a little bit. It's a wonderful question, and I will start thinking about it. But the league, the comment I will make is that the league this year, especially going to 11 players, going to losing a team and with the dispersal, and, you know, Phoenix was in a situation a year ago where they didn't make the playoffs, so they got Bonner, they were active in some ways to help in their team. We're going to have the sixth pick in the draft next year. That's going to be the first round we've had since Sophia, to be honest with you. As we built this team, we used lower picks to kind of do that. So I'm excited about that and building this team in regard to that. But to be honest with you, I want to talk about Vicki Johnson. I want to give her a shout out. When you saw her play that game, her last game, oh gosh, you know, the loss is going to sting me, but the way she played is just going to enrich me. I mean, I'm a better man because I've had 4 years with her. I'm a better coach because I've had 4 years with her. And to see her play that way, sometimes things get it right. You know, events and what have you. That one was right. That's exactly how Vicki Johnson should have ended her career. And we had lots of play. I thought Becky was magnificent tonight in a lot of ways, too, and a lot of my players did. But I got to give a shout-out to Vicki Johnson and just say how privileged I've been to coach her and how I think God put it right. He put her on the court. She looked like she was 23 again and did some marvelous things. So I just wanted to make that comment. Okay?
You made a lot of adjustments tonight, and you certainly think he had a great night as well, but can you just tell about what was different tonight, certainly the first 3 quarters?
Yeah, we made some adjustments, you know, in that, and I thought that a lot of them played out well, to be honest with you, but, you know, we offensively got a little bit more out of our defense in some situations. You know, they ended up with 8 fast break points. They got them all in the second half. So we turned the game a little more into a half-court situation. Just our transition defense was much better. But I think, you know, Becky, for example, was really active in screening, and we did some things that got her, you know, that type of situation. We went inside, and I'm afraid I'll look at some tape. I think we could have finished even better in this basketball game. But the team did a great job of, okay, here's the things we got to do to get ourselves head-to-head with Phoenix. We did them. But that's where you give a nod to Coach Gaines and Phoenix, is because they dealt with it and still had the answer at the end. And I've been on the other side, it's the first game three I've lost. But you got to give him credit. You got to give them credit. It was a good series. First and third games were excellent. And that's a good basketball team. And people need to come out here and see them play in the LA series. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Johnson's next, then Tarazi and Pondexter.